This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 68 people, including a baby, have been killed in Gaza. The latest bloodshed comes in a weekend that's marked some of the war's deadliest airstrikes. A health ministry spokesman says the toll is likely to rise after the strike on a refugee camp. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has a story of more of the offensive.
Christmas Eve in Gaza. The Israeli military releases footage claiming to show snippets of what it described as intense operations in northern Gaza and to the south in Khan Yunis. Israel says its strikes target areas of Hamas infrastructure. Meanwhile, Palestinians in Khan Yunis gathered the bodies of their dead ahead of a funeral service following an overnight airstrike. Much of the world has for weeks been calling for extended breaks in fighting to deliver desperately needed aid to civilians living in Palestinian territories. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Pope Francis appealed for peace during his annual Christmas message.
In his message at St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope especially called for an end to the war between Israel and Hamas.
I plead for an end to the military operations with their appalling harvest of innocent civilian victims, and call for a solution to the desperate humanitarian situation by an opening to the provision of humanitarian aid.
Pope Francis said the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel was abominable, and he called for the release of hostages still being held. Francis said to pray for peace throughout the world, including in Syria and Yemen. I'm Donna Water.
Iran state media says Tehran summoned Russia's charged affairs after Moscow and Arab countries released a joint statement earlier this week challenging Iran's claim to disputed islands in the Persian Gulf. More at VOAnews.com. This